speak to you. I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me and the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you will live also. At the day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come into him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you, that while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here.
When we look in this chapter 14, which Brother Matthew have read here, it was the conversation with Jesus Christ with the disciples. And he was about to go back to the Father. So they were very worried. So he is about to leave us, so we will have another help. Those disciples were very worried because of the Jewish leaders.
Yeah. Lakini mimi nitagusia tu mstari mstari miwili tu hapa kidogo.
But I will touch into verse here.
Tutasoma mstari ule wa mstari wa 4 hadi wa 6.
We start in verse 4 up to 6. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The disciples of Christ, they were with him for a long time.
Lakini wakati huu, Yesu amewaambia kwamba mimi ndiye njia ya kweli na uzima.
But in this time, Jesus told them, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Walikuwa hawakuelewa Yesu ni njia ipi.
They didn't understand Jesus Christ, what he means when he say, I'm the way.
Sababu, walianza kujiuliza kama yeye ni njia ya kwenda wapi.
And they start asking themselves, if he's the way, is the way to go, is the way to go where?
Ndio maana akawasitiza kwamba mimi ndiye njia ya kweli na uzima.
And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Na Yesu alipenda kuambia kwamba yeye ni njia ya kweli na uzima kwa sababu alijua kwamba kuna njia nyingine ambazo si za kweli.
Jesus told them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, because he knew there is many ways that are not right way.
Ndio maana alipenda waonyeshe kwamba yeye ni njia ya kweli na uzima.
And that he told them, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Tukisoma ile Mathayo mstari wa 7.
When we look in the book of Matthew,
mstari wa 7, sura ya 7 mstari wa 13.
In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. The Bible said, enter by the narrow way gate, and the wide is the gate of broad is the way of the leads to the destruction, and there are many who go by it.
Kwamba amesema kwamba kuna njia nyingine ambazo zinapeleka watu kwenye upotovu na ndio njia kubwa ambayo inakuwa.
And here he just said there is a big gate, and a big way people they go through it, which the way most of people follow, the wrong way.
Kwa sababu yeye ni mlango ambao ni mlango mwembamba ambao ni wachache watapita pale.
And he say, I'm the door, but the few people will get into it.
Na njia ile kuna njia ambapo itapeleka watu wengi pale, na njia upotovu ya kupoteza watu.
But there is a big door which a lot of people are getting in, which most of people will be lost.
Na ndio maana nimependa nisema kwamba Yesu anapenda kusisitiza wanafunzi wake kwamba yeye ndiye njia ya kweli na ya uzima.
But here Jesus told the disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Ile wawe na imani kwamba hakuna njia nyingine ambayo itafikisha watu kwa Mungu.
So they may believe there is no other way they can go to the Father or to God.
Aliamini kwamba kutakuja walimu wa uongo ambao watakupeleka watu sehemu mbaya.
Because he knew there will be wrong teachers will come to bring people, to take people to the devil.
Na ndio maana kwa mstari ule wa kwanza amesema kwamba wasifadhaike.
But in the first verse here we see Jesus told them, don't be troubled.
Kwamba mniamini mimi.
Believe in me.
Na amependa kuambia kwamba ataenda kwa Baba.
And he said, I will go to the Father.
Na atarudi kuwachukua.
And I'll come back to take you.
Kwamba wasiwe na woga wowote.
So don't be troubled.
Na hata kwa kile walimu wengine wakipenda kuwapeleka kwa njia tofauti na ile ya kwake.
If there is many teachers will come and teach you in different ways.
Kwamba waamini kwamba hii njia ambayo amewapa ndiyo njia ya kuwafikisha.
So all of those that believe in me, I'm the true way to go to the Father. And I will conclude by saying, we need to be awake because we'll come back. And when he comes back, he will come to take those who believe in him. And for those who are in his way, those people believe in Christ Jesus. And that's the only way we can have eternal life. And God bless his word.
Praise the Lord. First of all, I thank God for being here in front of you. And I thank also the leaders of this church to give us young people opportunity to share the word of God. I was following up the preacher or Pastor Ebengo who came here before me. He said something about believing in Jesus. And he said, we can't go to heaven if we don't believe in Jesus. And also he said another good thing that Jesus went to heaven to prepare place for us, so that for us who believe in him, we might be with him.
Lakini mimi nitagusia mstari wa 12 hadi mstari wa 12 Yohana 14 ndo nitagusia.
Yeah, but I will touch on verse 12.
Ndo nitagusia hapo.
Yeah.
Na nitakuwa tofauti kidogo na
I will touch here on verse 12, and I'm gonna be different a little bit from the pastor said, but I'm gonna say something different a little. Because I think here is where a lot of us Christians we fail a lot, so I'm gonna touch on this place. So we are going to read John chapter 14, verse 12. I'm gonna read as it's recorded. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And the greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father.
Mstari huu unasema kwamba anayemwamini Yesu Kristo naye atafanya kazi kubwa kama yeye.
This verse tells us, whoever believes Jesus Christ, he will do great works.
Lakini ni vizuri tufahamu kazi ya kwanza Yesu kuja hapa duniani, amekuja kuokoa wanadamu.
And we have to remember the great work, or the big work that Jesus came here in this world, it was to teach the gospel.
Lakini tujue kwamba hakuna binadamu ambaye anaweza kufanya kazi kubwa kuliko Yesu Kristo aliyofanya.
And it's true that there's no other human being can do great works than what Jesus did.
Kwa sababu maana ya mstari ni wingi wa kazi ile ambayo Yesu aliyofanya pale.
Because Jesus done a lot of stuff.
Kwa sababu ya mstari kuna watu wengi ambao wanadanganya watu tofauti wanadanganya watu sana kwamba au mimi nina uwezo wa kufufua, na uwezo wa kufanya hivi.
Yeah, because nowadays we have a lot of preachers, a lot of prophets that said they can do everything, they can heal, they can do a lot of miracles.
Ni kwa mfano, hata nikupe mfano kidogo, unaweza kawa na mtoto wako anakuwa ukamwambia fulani, naona leo umekuwa sana.
I might give you a little example. You might have your kid and you might tell him, you might see your kid is growing up.
Ukamwambia umekuwa sana, lakini sio kwamba anakuzidi wewe mzazi wake, kwa sababu wewe tayari unamzidi fikra, unamzidi vitu vingi ambavyo unamzidi miaka.
Yeah. A child might grow up and become adult and older, but he won't be older than his father or than his parent.
Yani kazi ya mimi na wewe hapa ni ya kupeleka watu kwenye wokovu.
The works for me and you is to provide the word of God to people.
Lakini hauwezi kusema kwamba kwa sababu mstari umesema kwamba tutafanya makuu kama Yesu, kwamba unaweza kufufua kuliko Mungu, unajua kuliko Yesu Kristo.
But in all works yo, that we do, we have to recognize that we can do greater works than Jesus Christ.
Kwa sababu hauwezi kumzidi baba yako miaka.
Because you can do you can be older than your father or than your parent.
Lazima sisi wa Kristo tuwe tunafikiria wakati mwingine.
Sometimes as we read the Bible verses, we have to think twice.
Yesu kama Mungu ambaye alikuja katika umbo la kibinadamu, itatokeaje mtu mwingine binadamu awe na ukuu kuliko Mungu mwenyewe?
Yeah. Jesus, the one who came in the human uniform, the one who wore the body of human, and he came here to the world and do his works, how come a normal human being do the greater work than him? So I'm going to read in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 10, verse 4. Book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 4. The Bible says...
Nimesema Mathayo 10:24.
Excuse me, it's Matthew 10:24. The Bible says, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master.
Mwanafunzi yani mwanafunzi anaweza kumzidi mwalimu wake ni vitu ambavyo viwezekani.
So it's impossible for a student to be greater than his teacher.
Kwa sababu Yesu Kristo sisi kwetu ni kama mwalimu wetu.
So Jesus Christ for us is just like a teacher, we are his student.
Wala mtumwa hawezi akawa mkuu kuliko bosi wake, haiwezekani.
Or a servant cannot be greater than his master.
Useme tu kitu kikubwa katika mstari ni kwamba Mungu anataka tufanye mambo makubwa.
So I guess in this verse God wants us, wants us to do great works.
Apende tufanye vitu vidogo vidogo.
He doesn't want us to do small works.
Unaweza kutoa injili hapo kapeleka sehemu nyingine.
We can spread the gospel in the whole world. You can teach people in other countries.
Ndo kazi ambayo Mungu anataka.
And that's the great work God wants us to do.
Turudie tena katika Yohana ile 14.
I'm going to go back to John chapter 14 verse 13 through 14. I'm going to read in Jesus' name. If you ask anything in my name, I will. No. Excuse me. 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Yes, anataka tu tunaomba katika jina lake.
Here, Jesus asks us to pray or to ask in his name, through his name.
Yesu hapa ametoa ahadi.
And here Jesus gives us a hope.
Anasema kwamba inabidi tumuombe Mungu kupitia mapenzi yake yeye.
So we have to pray or ask for God through his name.
Ni kama mzazi yote yule ambaye ana mtoto wake hapa.
Just as any parent here who got his kids,
I was kitu chochote kile mtoto wako anachokuomba hawezi kumpa kwa sababu mtoto anaomba.
I'm pretty sure sometimes you can't just give your son or your daughter anything he asks.
Lazima kiwe ndani ya mapenzi yako wewe kama mzazi.
So that thing might touch you a little bit so that you may be able to provide or to do for him or for her. So I'm gonna wrap up a little quick. Let's go in the book of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 10:13. First Corinthians 10:13. It's kind of hard for me to get here. The one who's ready might help me. First Corinthians 10:23.
Yeah. 10:23. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edifying.
Yeah. Ina kwamba vitu vyote ni unaweza kusema vitu vyote ni halali kwetu.
So we might say all stuff are good for us.
Lakini sio kila kitu kinawezekana ni halali kwetu.
But it's not everything is important or meaningful to us.
Kwa sababu unaweza kusema leo nataka niende Australia bwana.
You might wake up today and think today I want to go to Australia.
Leo nataka niende Uingereza.
Today I want to go
ya Uingereza niende kulala.
To England for vacation.
Unaweza kukuta ni halali kwako lakini haina maana.
sometimes it might be good for you, but it might be not important for another person. Maybe you might go there and lose GPS and, you know. You might go there and caught up with another stuff and forget the word of God. It might be important to you, but it might not be important to another person. That was a little example I want to provide, but let's open our book in the book of James. James chapter 3, James chapter 4 verse 3, the Bible says, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. The Bible tells us we do not receive because we do not ask in the right way. So if we don't receive, that means we don't pray good. As Christians, we have to learn how to pray or how to ask. Let me add another verse here in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8. The Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. I think we don't have a lot of time to suffer in this world. I think very important thing is to pray and ask to God for help. God is there for us. Sometimes we do not receive because we are not praying good. We are going in a wrong way. Sometimes you might go somewhere to fill application. If you fill the application wrong, you may not receive what you ask for. So it's very important to know how to pray to God. I'm going to finish in the book of John, chapter 14. I will read in short verse, which is verse 15. John 14, 15. I'm going to read it in the name of Jesus. John 14, 15. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
Kitu kikubwa inabidi tumombe Mungu kwa mapenzi yake.
The big thing that I'm going to touch here is to pray to God in his way.
Mungu anasema kwamba tukimpenda tutashika amri zake.
God tells us if we believe in him, we have to keep his commandments.
Hauwezi kuwa Mkristo uko na kunywa pombe.
You can be a Christian and doing another wrong stuff. You can be a real Christian and do other works that is not pleasing God. So if you love God or if you love Jesus Christ, you have to be in the right way, inside Him. And that's all I have for today, and may God bless all of you.
Those are some great thoughts. I'd like to follow up a little bit on that last statement that was made, verse 15. John 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And if we think about the context of this whole chapter, in fact, we talked about last week how chapters 13 to 17 are Jesus' instruction to the disciples in the upper room. And the whole pretext for this is that he's going away. And knowing that he's going away, he's preparing the disciples for what's to follow, what's going to come. He's not going to be with them. And in his absence, this is what he wants them to be about doing. And of course, that applies to us too, because we are his disciples if we believe on him. And he's not here presently with us physically, but he is coming again. And we saw at the beginning, Brother Bingo pointed out, that promise of Jesus is that if I go away, and he says, I will go away, I'm coming again. I've just gone for a while. I'm going back to the Father's house. I'm preparing a place, so when I come back, I receive you back to the Father. And so the question that Thomas is, you know, like, you know, we don't know where you're going. Well, he just told them, but they didn't understand it. And of course, Brother Bingo pointed out that, you know, we don't know the way. Tell us the way. And Jesus says, I'm the way. And that's very, very true for us, that when we present the gospel to people, the only way to heaven is through Jesus. There aren't many paths to God. Also, that prompted another question. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. So Jesus says, I'm going back to the Father's house, or thinking about the Father. Jesus says, I go to the Father. And so Philip is asking, well, Lord, show us the Father. And that'll be enough for us. And I think a lot of this chapter is really Jesus explaining to the disciples how it is that they can actually know the Father. You know, how can they have the Father revealed to them? And he says, first of all, if you knew me, you know, I'm with you. And we think about in Hebrews chapter 1, it talks about Jesus is the image. Well, another verse says he's the image of the invisible God. But he is, what's it say in John 1, or Hebrews 1:3? The word is escaping me right now. Hebrews 1:3, I'm going to look it up real quick. He is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. And so when Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, you know, as far as knowing somebody, you want to know what they're like, their personality, you know, what they're like. Well, if they knew Jesus, they would know what the Father's like, because he is the express image of the Father. And so this idea of knowing God is an important aspect of that preparation. How, with him, we're not physically in his presence, how do we know him? And I think there's some keys that are given here in this chapter. I wanted to read verses 15 through 23 again, as the emphasis is on, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I think this is an important aspect of how it is that we can know God and come to know Him better. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Verse 21, He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. I'm going to stop there for a second. So the Lord's not going to reveal himself to us if we're not willing to follow him. If we're not willing to do what he's asked us to do, we're not going to get to know him better. In other words, if he gives us some information and we don't act on it, we don't follow him. First of all, he says, you don't really love me. If you love me, you'll do what I say. So if we're not doing what he says, we're demonstrating that we don't really love him. If you love me, you'll do what I say. So that's a real challenge for us, isn't it? I mean, we're told to believe on him. That's how we come into that that salvation, that relationship. But there's also a follow-on responsibility on our parts. If we're going to really know the Lord, we got to be willing to do what he says. And if we're not willing to do it, we're not going to get to know the Lord any better. But if we do, the promise is, I will come to him. I will disclose myself to him. I will reveal myself to him. If you want to know the Lord, if you want to really know him, then you will obey him. And as you walk in obedience, he's going to reveal himself more and more to you, and you will have an experiential knowledge of God. But it starts with obedience. If we're not willing to obey, he's not going to show us anymore. And so I think it was very important to the Lord. He demonstrated his love for us at the cross. How do we show our love for him? It's we do what he says. And in John chapter 13, Jesus provided the disciples two examples of what that means, to love one another and to serve one another. In serving one another and loving one another, we're obeying our Lord and loving him. So this is really important to the Lord, that we obey his commandments. And how do we know what his commandments are? How do we know what the Lord wants us to do? And I think this scripture also here talks about one of the provisions the Lord has given. When he went back to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit. It says that he, at the present time, he says he's with you, enabling you, but he says he will be in you. And the scripture makes it clear that when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, he came to live within the believer so that the one who desires to do his will, in dependence on the Holy Spirit, can accomplish that will and do the will of God. So we have the Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us, that we might know what to do and then have the power to do it. Just a couple other things that I was thinking about as we're looking in John chapter 14 here. Jesus said in verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, one of the things about the peace of the Lord is that we know that no matter what happens in this life, they were about to be scattered, lives turned upside down. It threw them for a big loop for a bit. But, you know, those disciples ended up giving their lives for him. They laid down their lives for him. And the reason they're able to do that is because they had a peace. You know, we normally think that we're going to get security by maybe a big physical force in front of us that's keeping the enemy out. You know, like, you know, we have our weapons, we have this, we have that, and then we're going to have peace. But ultimately, that can't give us peace. For example, we are all going to die unless the Lord comes back. But the wonderful thing about the peace that he gives is that we know our eternal destiny is secure. Even though the body is destroyed, like Job said, in my spirit I shall see God. And so we have that wonderful hope, that promise as a believer. And we that should give us a tremendous sense of peace in a world of turmoil. And finally, I just wanted to point out near the end there, it talks about verse 30, Jesus said, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. Jesus, in this upper room discourse, is very aware of what's about to happen. The ruler of this world is the devil. He's about to come. He's already entered the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus. Jesus knows that through the influence of the devil, all the things that are about to come upon him. And he says, this individual has nothing in me. And you think about Jesus. Jesus is the one who always did the things that pleased the Father. In fact, right here he says, so that the world will know that I love the Father, I'm getting up and we're going to go from here. We're going to face what lies ahead. He wasn't going to stay in the upper room. He was going out to where he knew he would be betrayed and be crucified. And he was going to that, and he knew that the devil is a liar, but Jesus is the truth. He says that he has nothing in me. There's nothing. He has nothing to do with him. He's going to go to the cross, but he's going in the will of the Father, to do the Father's will. Okay, those are just a few thoughts I had from the chapter there.
Thinking of talking about the helper or another comforter. This another comforter is just like the comforter of the Lord Jesus, is of the same kind. And he's called the Spirit of Truth. And of course, the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, if you have strictly the the Holy Ghost, if you just strictly the King James, and all the verses, they were quite a number of verses that talked about the love of God. And I was thinking, do I really, truly love the Lord Jesus? And I might say, yes, I do. do I truly, absolutely, fully love him as I ought day by day? And over, they've written down, they must have been half a dozen verses, loving the Lord or loving the Father, and the Father loving the Son. And it's a real, real conviction to me and a real challenge to me. We say we love him, but do we really? Do we show it every day? And do we live? I was hearing a message last night by someone, and he said, do we live in the presence and the power and the energy of the Holy Spirit? And I don't think I a lot do that. And I think it was verses, 15, 16, 18, talked about the Holy Spirit, and I mentioned that. Do we live in the presence and the power and the energy of the Holy Spirit? And that's another conviction to me. And I think the King James, as Jim brought out in verse, I think it's verse 30, about, it says, the prince of this world, meaning Satan, has nothing to do in Jesus. Absolutely nothing. Not some things, not a little thing, but absolutely nothing. And so, and when you think of the verse 6, I am the way. I'm the way to God. I'm the truth of God. I am the life of God. No one comes to the Father except by or through me. And so everything's been said. I appreciate everyone that's had things to say and to bring out about this chapter. And it's a tremendous chapter. And as Jim brought out, verse or chapter 13 through 17 is tremendous chapters. Time is going. That's all I have to say.